bell. All you gotta do is leave it. So ring it. All you gotta do is leave it. Leave a voicemail. All you gotta do is leave it. So ring it. All you gotta do is leave it. Leave a voicemail.
Hey, hey, fangs. It's your girl, Zai. Cute, cozy, and always keeping it real. But you know I'm not alone, so go ahead and say hey.
Hey, y'all. It's your boy, TJ. I'm here. You're here. And welcome to the Voicemail Podcast.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing.
Yes. You are.
Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 4.
Episode 4. Yeah.
If you've been listening, we have been doing and talking about all things black, all things us, all things culture. And yeah, tune in. Go check out our latest episodes.
Talking about some good stuff.
Yes.
We really are.
Okay.
We're getting deep and everything. It's kind of crazy.
It's real crazy. But you know, yeah, we're going to do things a little different today. Normally, you know, you guys, we kind of go through of like a, how was your day? We're not going to do that today, okay? We're going to throw that where it is. And we're just going to give you guys like a little life update. You know, we want to share what's been happening with us, what we've been doing, the good things, just the good things. We ain't doing the bad things today. Mm-hmm. Just the good things. So, yeah, friend, what's been going on? How's life?
You know, life is moving along. That's probably the best way that I can say it, but my schedule's changing this week, so that is, I'm hoping, will allow me to work out more.
Okay.
I am going to be doing that for, what, the next 6 months or so?
Ooh.
So I really need to, my goal is to plan on my schedule so that I have an idea of how I want my day-to-day to be, but give myself a day of doing whatever I want to do at the same time, because I need a balance.
Whatever, I do what I want.
So that's my goal. So yeah. So, but I'm really trying to work out heavy because Cowboy Carter is coming, and I need to be. I need to, the outfit that I want to wear is, the body's not giving. So
what
I need to work on that.
Said outfit.
I don't really have a full plan yet. I just have like 4 different outfits that I want.
Okay.
Yeah. He's gonna go to Cowboy Carter looking like a cowboy.
Come on, Miss Carter.
Definitely giving one of the grills. That's all that I'm gonna say.
So you gonna have ass cheeks out?
I don't know if I'm gonna have ass cheeks out, but I do wanna have, either I'm gonna have some short shorts or just some tight jeans.
Okay.
But I just don't know I don't know if I really wanna wear cowboy boots though.
You should give the girls cowboy feet. I mean, your feet gonna be hurting, but
that,
you...
Yeah, especially if I don't break them in before. Like, I'm gonna be in there fighting for my life. And it's hot, and it's...
Feet gonna be
sweating.
I'll
give them a cute Chelsea. They will have a cute Chelsea boot, okay?
If y'all know him, y'all know he love Chelsea, girl.
Chelsea give me what I need every time.
That's what's up. Well,
yeah, but that's about it. What about you?
I love it. Good little life update.
Yeah.
No, for me, life has been life, and work has been working me. Yeah, work has been taking me down, but I'm back up. Other than that, I've been doing like a lot of sort of things. I went on a mud run today.
You did.
First mud run of the year. 3 miles, 17 obstacle course in the mud, y'all. When I say
it sounds fun.
It was fun. It was dirty. Mm-hmm. It was freeing. It was, I don't know. It was like all of the above. Like, I had so many emotions, but I was also ready to get to the house and wash. Oh my God, I couldn't wait to get home. But it was fun. I enjoyed myself. But overall, I've really just been working on, actually, too, like, same moving, working out, trying to get in shape, get this health in line, and do what needs to be done. So, yeah, that's been life. Overall, though, it's been good. I've been reading preparing for my, y'all stay tuned to my Lego video. So I'm getting ready for that. All things good. You know, I can't complain at all. Life has been doing exactly what it's intended to do for 2025 for me.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah.
We love that. That's what it needs to be, all things considered, because this year's already been a little crazy.
Cray cray.
So.
Period.
You gotta do what you gotta do, what you can.
What you can.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Another interesting fact, impromptu. Happy fucking belated birthday. Not even belated, because we told our bitch happy birthday. But shout out to our bitch Sheree. Happy birthday.
Yes.
May you dance up there in peace, baby.
Mm-hmm. We miss smiling, you. Smiling, showing all teeth, okay. Laughing, all of that.
All of that. Throwing ass, mm-hmm. Getting drunk, falling asleep, all of that. So,
all of
yeah.
That.
Y'all say happy motherfucking birthday. And yeah, take a shot back for our bitch, period.
Period.
Okay. Yes. So, I know you guys are excited to hear more about Black culture. I mean, who wouldn't be, right? I mean, it's us. You know,
everybody want to be like us anyway.
They not like us. I mean, listen, who wouldn't want to be like us? You know, Kendrick did something there when he dropped that. Not just to Drake, but to the damn world, baby.
Mm-hmm. He had a point to prove. It's just he used Drake to do it.
He used him. Collateral damage.
Yeah,
hate that
for him.
But no, speaking about us, you know, people loving us and understanding how they not like us, you know, we want to highlight how dancing movement has always played a major, 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 major part in our culture. Almost everything we do, everywhere we go,
mm-hmm.
There's some type of beat dropping, dancing going on, two-step, line dance. It's something, right? Yeah. Like, music plays a huge part for us as Black people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to be talking about today, guys. Like, how it shaped us, how it raised us, and how we depend on it for a lot of things within our lives. So,
yeah.
Get ready. We're about to ask some questions. We're going to get into it. We're going to break it down. We're going to introduce indeed. Some throwbacks.
Period.
And yeah, we're going to turn y'all up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to start with the first question.
Okay.
In what ways do you think Black dance culture continues to influence global pop culture today?
To be honest, I feel like we see it a lot on TikTok. At least in today's generation. I feel like it's always been the visual media for us and music.
Yeah.
I feel like Black people, a lot of us have grown up with some sort of dance craze or dance mm-hmm. something, you know, that we all did as a group. We could all go to a party and do that. So I feel like today it's TikTok. TikTok is always following the Black dancers.
Yeah.
You know, a lot, some of the white dancers even blow up because they're, you know, recreating or redoing a dance that a Black person did, and then they end up getting the money.
Agreed.
So, you know, I feel like everyone wants to dance like us. They don't. We feel the music differently than they do. Like, it's really kind of like a part of us. And I feel like they try to emulate that. And they try to show that on TikTok. And they just, a lot of them are just not successful.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would have to agree with that. I feel like that kind of answers that to the T. Seriously, because TikTok is pretty big in a lot of the stuff that it's doing now.
Yeah.
So it's like a platform for a lot of people to go crazy.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing that you said was that the fact that it is certain things where people want to dance like us. They want to have that rhythm. They want to move.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it often becomes popular more so on different sides,
right.
When it really stems from us. Kind of like, for example, have you been seeing the kind of back and forth with the young lady who does the line dances, like the country mm-mm. line dances? So it's a young white girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, really dope. I really forget her name. She moves good. I'm talking about body T, rhythm T. You can
tell,
crazy. Okay? That she had some of us somewhere down the line,
right.
Somewhere, cookout, something.
Right, she did something.
Okay.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have been like going crazy on her because now it's like she charges to teach you the line dances, and she's charging $6,000. And it's been a big problem because the girl, the young black girl who originally created the dance to the song, isn't as, like, she's not as popular. Like, she surfaces. People know who she is. Yeah. You know, she is, but she's not getting the fame. She's not getting the flowers from the dance. It almost seems like the other girl is, and it's been a problem. So, I agree with that statement.
See, and that's crazy, because it just makes me think about how on Fortnite, you know, I feel like a lot of Fortnite dances have originated also from black people. Mm. So you have a lot of emotes, as they call them on there, that have originated from black culture. And now you got everybody doing it. You got little kids of all ethnicities, races from all over the world doing some of these dances.
And generations too. Yeah. Like kids that you would think, like, you would never know that song.
Yeah.
They out here getting it.
I mean, even, well, I was going to say, what are you about to say? I was going to bring up Snoop.
I was going to bring up the Will Smith and what you call it thing.
Oh, somebody's watching me. Is that anxiety?
Yeah. We knew that episode. He was getting it. Yeah. Now his kids literally recreating it to the point that they went and did it themselves. They're like, oh.
Let's join in. Let's bring.
We back?
Bring a, yeah.
So, yeah, what was you going to bring up?
Well, I was going to bring up how, when Snoop Dogg was doing his little emote on Fortnite,
the crip walk,
and now you got all these kids crip walking, and they could crip walk in the wrong, and it could be bad, you know.
And that's what's scary.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't realize what they do.
Yeah.
They know it as a popular thing,
right?
You know, artists and celebrities do it. That's crazy because a lot of kids are like crip walking,
yeah,
and they're doing it good too.
Yeah.
They took it from a gang thing to a dance.
To a dance. Like, it's a legit dance. Like, it's a dance craze. That's insane.
Yes. They got tutorials to that shit. Like, you can go on YouTube and be like, how to crit walk now.
See. But you know what I think helped blow it up? Remember when they did the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
When it was like, who was it? It was like Snoop, Eminem, Mary J.
Yeah,
it was like a... So, when Snoop was up there, you had the entire football field crip walking.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just kind of like, oh, well, what's that? That's dope. You know, and it's just like, you don't even know where that stems from.
But you know what? I feel like he loved it. I feel like the real OGs, you know, the real gangbangers, they not even mad that the whole city doing their dance. I feel like they love it. It's almost like this is what represented them. Even though people look at it like a gang, this is something that they did at parties.
Right.
This is how you represent. You know what I'm saying? This is my family.
Yeah.
So I feel like they probably like, oh, yeah, y'all putting on.
But I feel like it depends, because what if they wanted to gatekeep it and now they can't? Because if they go to a party and they you know, they like, what you know about that?
But ain't nobody doing the blood walk.
I mean, you.
So,
yeah, I mean,
I guess they got it. You don't see little kids like we're doing. YG?
I grew up in California, so you would. I saw the crip walk more than anything. Though my school's colors were blue, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, so you was cripping.
I wasn't.
I was not gangbanging.
Because the way that they set up our districts, we had a combination. So you had Bloods and Crips. So it was like, nah, I'm cool. But everyone was cool with each other. You know, we real chill. As long as nothing pop off, everyone was cool.
That's how it should be. That's how the real OGs do it. Mm-hmm. Well, some of them used to go crazy, but
yeah, some of them used to don't even, they wouldn't even ask questions. It was like, oh, you got on, who you back? Where you from?
From outside.
I was at the stove,
my grandma.
Look, I'd have to, girl, I don't know. You know, I have to turn it on real quick.
You said what?
What?
I'm like, oh,
no. That's so.
Turn real quick.
But yeah.
I definitely agree. I agree with all that. I feel like it's changed for the better.
Yeah.
I think some kids find confidence in it, especially when it comes to the younger generation. I think a lot of them found confidence in being able to get up here and do some of these TikTok dances and feeling good about themselves, or people that who are not even children, people that probably will never get on the internet and like really even try.
Yeah, so, that's true. Because I have seen dances of people who you probably wouldn't see normally make a TikTok, and they going crazy. They're not the best dancer, but they really be going crazy. You be feeling, you like, you want to hype them up because you like, go ahead,
you going on,
right? You going on.
across the world too, like in other countries. The dude Ace, is his name Ace, who wanted to be doing like the Zoom calls with everybody in like different countries teaching him how to dance.
Yes,
love him.
Is
love
that the him. One where the guys be like grinding and stuff?
He's like, I'm bar, get in the camera, get in the camera.
I wait, he really be. And then if they say something, be like, I'm sorry, man, you gotta move on to somebody else.
And I love that he does it with everyone. Like he does even the women, domestic violence, kids with autism. It was just like he didn't discriminate. And it was like, this is how we show our love in our culture. That was a good example that you put on. Yeah. I feel like it's been making a great impact. TikTok has helped that, though.
Yeah. I think it's definitely been a journey. I feel like TikTok has kind of put it, everyone's been very vocal about black people are the originators of a lot of stuff
that
y'all are, you know, copying and quote unquote mimicking or whatever you want to call it, you know? So as long as black people getting the credit and they cool with it,
We good.
Because
we give credit when credit due. Mm-hmm. We don't get mad.
Mm-mm.
So, respectfully. And full disclaimer, this is not saying this is something. This is just in general. Like, this is an observation of what you see on a day-to-day. It's literally in the comments. It's on videos. Like, some people feel like you can't even do this based off the color of your skin. I feel like it should be all love. Just don't. Some people just take it too far.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah.
I agree with that.
That little tiff.
Yeah. Good stuff, though. It's always interesting to see.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. What dance trends or movements from your childhood had the biggest impact on you or your community?
I would have to say all the crank dads. Crank that Yang, crank that Soulja Boy.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Crank that Batman. All the crank dads. Okay, like... Yeah. Those was faithfully on my YouTube channel, like literally learning them day after day after day, just to go to the little skateboard parties. And when they come on, you hit that shit like boom. Because if you knew how to do that shit, you was a beast.
Yeah,
so that's true. Crank Dax was an era. Like
it went from Soulja Boy and it just
took off.
Everybody was making their own. Yeah, that was, he really did have a movement for real.
He had a movement.
Yeah.
The crank that was that and what's another one that was really major for me? Okay, so this was like it was a song more so but we made a dance to it. Like a lot of people do know how to do this, the dance, but it's called The Roy.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
We don't dance no more. All we do is Roy. Roy.
Mm-mm.
Roy.
I ain't never heard that. Why are you laughing?
Because Roy was epic. Skate parties back in the day. Mm-hmm. When you heard the Roy, you just seen all the girls going, just Roy. Going. Roy.
Okay.
That and Man, I Got That Swag.
Oh, yeah.
My heart measured my back.
But that was over here. That wasn't really big on California.
I hate that for y'all, but y'all had some good dances too. But those are my top three. Yeah. Crank Dats, Roy, and Swag that I can think of right now. They really, it was a moment where everybody came together, no matter if you had beef or if you didn't like each other, if you didn't even know each other. It was a moment for us to all come together and kind of just turn up. Mm-hmm. If you knew it, if you start busting it, people would just run up to you, start doing it. So for me, that showed me that our community can come together and show love no matter what you look like. Mm-hmm. That was the moment where we was just having a good time. It was a vibe.
Yeah. It was just literally off of the vibe.
Yes.
Let's match energy. Let's feel this song. Let's just go crazy. Let's hype each other up and go.
Yeah. And go, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that would be for me. What about you?
One of the first ones that came to mind was The Jerk. You know, you're a jerk, I know. Because it was everywhere. I think that song came out at the start of high school for me.
Mm.
It was like Soulja Boy, Crank That Soulja Boy started high school. And then I want to say by the end of that year, maybe is when your jerk started to pop off. Mm. So it was like everywhere. Everyone was wearing color skinny jeans. You know, you're a jerk. I know. People were making video, music videos. Me and my friends, my brothers, we made a music video. So, you know, it was like.
You was Cat Daddy in this shit.
We was Cat Daddy in too. But Cat Daddy wasn't out yet when we was doing that. But Cat Daddy's one. Man.
So did you know how to do the pin drop?
Be honest. I could do it, but don't ask me to do that now. But my brothers were good. My brothers, they're the dancers.
Yeah.
So a lot of songs that I would listen to was because of them. Mm-hmm. Like, because they would want to dance. But my whole family, I mean, even songs like Lean With It, Rock With It, you ain't doing nothing, but it's still just, you know, everybody in the club or even Mimi in the Trail is going now, down. Young Jock
forever was, he's going to forever have that. The so, city going to forever go
And
down.
Everyone just, you know,
yeah,
they just be in the club. Everybody just, you know, so it's just, it's like those are songs that really, I feel like shaped a lot of my childhood or at least when I really start to get into dancing myself. Mm-hmm. I know some people get into it a little earlier. Yeah. For me, it was probably high school when I was like, okay, like, this is cool. Even though my family, they just all like to dance, so.
So what is it, at that time, like, thinking back mm-hmm. to some of those dances, those songs, like, what part did it play? Like, what did it make you feel like at that time?
Well, I'm the friend that will start dancing. Mm. And we'll kind of like cut up and then run away, you know, like a ha ha.
I'm a shy dancer.
I am. I'm a shy dancer. But sometimes, like, it would allow me, like, dancing in general always made me feel kind of free. Mm. Like, you know, I'm just getting it off, like, my chest.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not always dancing to get something off my chest. I could just be feeling the music and feeling the vibe. And that's just what it always was for me. Like, even with the family. When everyone was dancing, it was always a good time.
Yeah.
And that's how you know that everyone was feeling good, everyone was happy, when everybody was just, you know, on the floor just going crazy.
Going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Doing whatever they want. We would even have Soul Train lines. Like, that's a real ass thing.
Soul
like,
Train lines and Soul Train period.
Literally, like, going crazy, you know? Like, we don't have to be dancing. Like, we really, you know, on Soul Train, but...
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
I just feel like we feel movement. And I don't even think it's necessarily dance. It's just we like to move to a rhythm.
Mm, the sound.
Mm-hmm. Like, you could just do like, and we just gonna start dancing. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't even need melodies. We don't need instruments. We literally could just have drums and just...
And that's like the beauty of thinking like way, way back to when like the times or our ancestors or like mm-hmm. the things that they used, like the times, how they, the Negro spirituals and yeah. stuff like that, it got them through a lot of stuff, yeah. you know, and it meant a lot of things that a lot right. of people had no clue about. Mm-hmm. Music with the sound, with the words and how we dance to those sounds and those words. Mm-hmm. It was almost like you said, like free. It yeah. was how we express, how we manifest what we needed to come true.
Yeah.
Like, what's my girl? There's a leak in this old building yeah. and my soul has got to move. They don't know. That song yeah. means something.
And they used to really come from the soul.
Mm.
And like, I feel like, especially music back then, it was... Not only are you listening, you're feeling it emotionally, physically, spiritually. Yeah. Like you, I felt like the goal of music for them was to feel, use all of my senses to feel what's going on. You can yeah. even almost taste the song.
It's absolutely. So
good, you know?
So, I agree.
Yeah.
Our folks did something with that one. You know, a lot of people had things and we had our dances. We had our songs.
Mm-hmm.
We had our tales and we still got them to this day. And no matter where we at, like you said, a beat drop.
Like, what they used to do the...
Hey! the whole thing goes down. Like, we don't even have to see each other.
And we know.
We know.
We know.
That's different. What they say, yeah. we talk with our mind. We mm-hmm. talk with our bodies and our, you know, our expressions. So, it's always been a vibe. I love being a part of the Melanated Crew. Mm-hmm. Period.
We good. And they love us. They want to be a part of us so bad.
Yeah, every time. That's like the wobble.
And you know what? We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
Let me go to the next question. So, because I feel like we're going to kind of talk about it, because we've already kind of talked about this. So how has dancing brought people together in your life, whether through family, friends, or community events?
Okay. So, yeah, like the wobble. Mm-hmm. The percolator was a big one in my family.
And it's big. I feel like it's big over here. Like,
yeah.
Because I don't really think I listened to the percolator like that back in California.
Ooh, baby, they got dances. They got my mom and my aunt had whole routines.
Yeah.
See? Like, they would. Anytime that came on in my family events, weddings, baby showers, cookouts, anything. All the aunties. Oh, my God.
On the dance floor.
When the aunties get on the dance floor, that's how you know. But, yeah, that was the percolator, the wobble, the tooth roll. Let's go.
Let me see the tooth roll.
That was the only time where your aunties didn't care what you was doing, how you was moving, how you was throwing ass. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, get in these, get in. Yeah, those are like popping ones in my family that make everybody go crazy, and all you see is smiles. It's no arguing. Yeah. It's straight love.
Just chill, yeah.
And your aunts and uncles ain't on your ass. You feel me? Granny even turned up. You got Granny sitting there
really
like,
dancing. She on the floor. Listen,
what about you? What about you?
Man, honestly, I would say just line dances in general. My family loved a good electric slide to anything.
Okay.
It didn't matter the song, fast or slow, we was going in, okay?
Yeah.
You know, they love Keep It Shuffle. The wobble was,
Shuffle was a good one.
Yeah. And Keep It Shuffle was so overplayed, but I can still dance to it to this day. I still have fun. Especially when people join in. Like, it's just, I see why it's a good song. But it, honestly, I'm just thinking parties, like, where we really just, we just dance to anything. And we like to dance together. Like, the whole point was to, like, I don't know if it was just like a, I don't want to say community, but that's kind of what it was, like, within our family. Like, that's how we always got closer, as we would go and we would dance and, you know, hype each other up and just love on each other. That was like dancing was like another form of love. To, you know, especially if you're doing it like with a group of people, especially people that you love, it's different. It's really different.
It's a way to connect.
Yeah.
Like me and my god sister growing up, she was the dancer. I was the one that I didn't always have the rhythm growing up. Okay. I couldn't catch a beat, y'all. But I can do a little something. But growing up, she used to be the dancer. And because I was a little sister, she wanted to teach me dances. Oh, my sister would teach me every dance, every Beyonce. She'll make up her own. But it was the way we actually bonded as like little sister, big sister type of thing. She would make up dances. I would learn them. That was the only time I would let her boss me around. She hear this, she would be laughing. It's the only time I let her boss me around because she was serious about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, look, you need to get this A count, girl. And I'm like, but sister, I can't. I want to go outside.
Right. You trying to give me the dance and I'm trying to have fun.
Okay, like, let me go outside with the boys or something. I'm trying to play football. But it was the way that we got to bond most of the time. So, line dancing is fun. Freak It was another one that brought my family together.
And see, we didn't do Freak It. I didn't learn Freak It until I moved here.
Really?
And I'm like, I never knew there was a line dance to that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, now I do. I can Freak It in the morning. That's my song. That's such a good dance, too. They really, who came up with that? Because that's a...
To be honest, I was at, like, the Dogwood Festival. We used to have these things in the country called the Dogwood Festival.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know. I just learned from my cousins. You know, growing up, you see old people doing a dance. Mm-hmm. It's just like in your nature as a black child to know every line dance in history.
Facts.
Or every like dance period, the heel toe, crip walks.
Oh my God, I forgot about the heel toe.
What was it? Walk It Out.
Yeah, Walk It Out.
Rock your hips.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
Sun on the side and let chicken. It rain and clear it out.
Yeah. I like it when you do it right there. It was so many dances that you just had to know how to do. I practiced the heel toe. in my room for months before I went to my cousins and said, bitch, check me out.
Okay, bitch. I love that. Because it'd be like, watch, you about to tell me I perfected this shit.
Excuse me? Yeah. It was almost like not knowing how to play spades as a black child.
We didn't play spades.
Oh, so you're telling me you don't know how to play?
Mm-mm. I played dominoes. We grew up playing dominoes.
We did too, but spades was mandatory.
My family was not spades.
Great grandma would why. Eat your ass. Okay, she didn't get
but you know what? My grandma and her siblings, they play spades. Mm. But like my uncles, my aunties, my cousins, we all played dominoes. And it was serious. Like,
I love that.
It was a tournament type of deal. Like, two of my cousins, they were so good that they would be playing with my uncles and aunties, like, for money and shit. Like, it was...
Yeah. You learn at a certain age not to sit at certain tables.
But they were killing shit, and they was winning. So, yeah, but I was like, as for me,
because I've been done cursed grandma out for taking my damn $20.
Okay.
Run that.
I'm a child. Okay, you've been playing this for how many decades before I got here?
Excuse me.
Right.
And this is when you start quoting that scripture. Then it say in the Bible not to provoke thou child.
I'm weak.
Because this is where you had me fucked up, grandma. I'm weak. You better give me my money back. But no, for real. It was almost like line dances and two-stepping and just dancing spirit was almost just like...
You had to know.
You had to know.
Yeah.
It was an assess, like...
And you know, it was kind of one of those things where even if you didn't know, you wanted to know. Because you wanted to be able to go on the dance floor and join everybody.
Everybody.
And they would teach you, but you had to be willing to learn. And you may not catch it the first time, but the second time you might.
You going to get it. Mm-hmm. You better get it like, next cookout.
Yeah. Like that damn Tamia dance. I still ain't learned it. But we ain't.
That Tamia dance, I will never get enough of moving my legs. Nah, ma'am, bitch. That shit got 30 circles in it, bitch. Yes, I can't even keep up. Mm-mm. Got two left feet.
Listen, I was trying to do it, and I was drunk as hell, and I was like, this is not going well. My cousins were looking at me like, TJ, it's okay. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm, period, okay. Bitch, because fuck it.
I will sit down.
Yeah. It's almost like them country line dances. Y'all stay tuned for the mini series, okay? We're gonna try to give y'all a little 1-2. Ooh. Okay.
Just a little 1-2.
See what granny's in. See what aunt and auntie got here in the lock, in the vault.
Period. They ain't ready.
Grandma, check the beat.
I'm
bring it back. Come on, aunt. What he said on Johnson Family Vacation when they was dancing for the talent show?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, my God. That's a throwback. I ain't seen that shit in those.
But it brought them together.
Oh, yeah, it did. Dancing always do.
What is that?
Dun, dun. We dance for every occasion.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it must.
It don't matter. It's happy, sad, whatever. We angry. Let's just dance. I don't know. I had to burp, girl.
Y'all was trying to hold that in, but y'all did not see it.
Cause I was trying to burn the struggle. I'm gonna definitely cut that out. TJ, when you listen to this, rewind like a couple seconds
and cut that shit.
Crazy. But yeah, we like it. That's just kind of how it was, and I feel like line dancing was always a good way to make sure you can get anyone to join. Because they didn't have to be the best dancers.
Yeah.
They just had to be up there and dancing. The whole point was just to move, you know, fellowship with us on the floor. So.
Every time. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. Okay, so my last question for you is, what's a black dance moment on TV or in a movie or at a party that you will never forget, and why did it stick with you?
Man, I'm trying to think. I feel like in my family, I don't even know. We just were always dancing. And we were dancing to everything. You know what? My grandma was obsessed with Erykah Badu. Loved her some Erykah Badu. And she would play Baduism down. And so my grandma's spot, she was kind of like the host all the time. So everyone would come over to her house, and it'd be like a random Thursday, and we just over there, just chilling. So she would put on Baduism, and we would just be just dancing in the living room. She just be, you know, going in and going crazy, you know. I guess I'll see you next lifetime.
Okay. Yeah. Come on, Erica.
Just, you know, just like, but like on and on, like just that whole album, or even like, you know what she listened to too? The Back in the Day.
Come on, grandma.
And she, you listen.
I ain't gonna give y'all my vocals today.
You should give them a quick little. Ba-da.
Ba-da. Love of my life.
You are my friend.
That's it.
But it was like, I just remember one day we were listening to Erica and we just all was just up, just, you know, slow dancing. Like, my grandma was teaching me how to slow dance.
Period.
Because, you know, you don't really, mm-hmm. as a kid, you don't really need to slow dance. Because it's not really for us. But, you know, she was just chill. My grandma's always been kind of like a chill. So we would just be in there just chilling, just dancing, like, in her living room. Mm-hmm. She had a stack. She had a big old TV. You know, the ones that had the big backs.
Oh, yeah. Them good TVs right there.
But she had a stack of CDs, like, up from the bottom to the top.
Oh, like a little entertainment center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was real black as hell. She mm-hmm. had an entertainment center.
1,000%.
With a fat back TV.
With a fat back TV.
Oh, mm-hmm. You was black as hell with the CDs on the side. Then it had glass to close mm-hmm. the door. My mama had one of them shit.
Listen, I'm trying to tell y'all, like, I just. Black as hell. It's kind of funny because I low-key grew up country, but I'm not country.
You know, Lisa?
I might be a little bit, but... Like, if you go back and see my family, be like, oh, yeah, you might be a little country. You might be a little bit.
Give country.
I'm weak, please.
And they out right now. All the lies. He definitely ate his collard greens and cornbread.
Period.
Do it with the two fingers. Period. Y'all should have seen that. The two finger pin on your baby. That's how you know you mean been there. Period.
So what? But yeah, I would say every time it was always a slow dance moment. Every time. Like every moment that I can think of, it was always a slow dance moment.
And is Erykah Badu was the one?
Mm-hmm, usually. My grandma was real old school, so mm-hmm. she liked things that kind of gave that vibe. And Erykah, I feel like that album kind of gave old school because it was, you know, neo soul.
Mm-hmm.
She was like the birth of it all.
Yeah.
So to kind of, you know, just chill, like every song you just kind of vibe in. There's no song that's going like crazy. Every song is just chill on that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Of like a moment, I have so many, and like, listen, I'm gonna do it. I think I'm gonna do it. Like, I have to do it only because like it's a big, big moment. And to be fair, y'all can say what the fuck y'all want, okay? Don't judge me, ho. Judge your mama. So like a really good one for me that I'm gonna do it. That's like a black dance moment for me. Will have to be R. Kelly. I know he didn't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. R. Kelly, Steppin' in the Lane of Love. And
it's a great song. I just hate how great of a song it is because it's a great
song. Like,
it's sad.
And I'm going to step the whole night through. Steppin' in the Lane of Love. And that's all you get, R. Kelly. We can't give you too much play.
Too much, girl.
But Steppin' in the Lane of Love was definitely one of those things that stuck with me because when it came on... I would have to say that was the one moment I can think of, like, everybody with their partners, where it didn't seem so divided, actually being in love.
Yeah.
And just enjoying each other. They was probably fucked up, but it was...
Step, side to side, round and round.
Okay, hit the dot.
Separate.
Okay,
bring it back. And let me see you do the love slide.
See, you see everybody cheesing. Even great grandma got up on this dance.
Everybody. It was such a feel-good song.
Mm-hmm. And that's like an imprint in my head. But also, it stuck with me because now, knowing what the damn song means and who it means it from, the whole damn world hates him. So, it stuck stuck with me for a lifetime.
Yeah.
That and also, I'm the world's greatest. Mm-hmm. I'm not melting. To be fair, y'all, I don't give a fuck how y'all feel about this. But I worked hard on my school dance for that song.
Period. Okay.
And I was in the front row.
Period.
I'm never going to get it because I had stage fright. And I work hard at home to practice that dance and that song. And I went up there and I did my shit. My mama was proud of me, ho. Okay. So, R. Kelly, thank you for the song. It gave me motivation. I reached for the stars. Anything mm-hmm. that I put my mind to, I thought I can do. Because I was the world's greatest. Okay. And God was going to keep me covered.
And let him know.
Okay.
Okay.
But then we found out what the fuck it meant. Yeah. So, that's why it stuck
God
with me.
God couldn't cover him.
He did not, nor did God warn us that it was going to be uncovered. Okay. But, yeah, those were some...
Yeah,
unfortunately, those were great moments. Even Kirk Franklin. We're going to end it off with Kirk Franklin mm-hmm. To kind of lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
Family reunion time. I did a dance to Kirk Franklin. I don't know why family reunions. It's like an itinerary. Like...
like an unintentional itinerary. Y'all, everyone get there. We chill. We, oh my God, hey. We pray. We eat the food. And then it's a whole show.
It's a whole show. You got the kids doing everything they don't want to do. We matching. We done been here for the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. Ain't this shit we want to. Mashing shirts, everything. But for the family reunion, in my jersey dress, girl, we did a little fashion show. So I had a little jersey dress on, bitch, with my, I think I had some New Balance. That was fresh as hell.
Come on.
My mama had me looking good, okay? After the fashion show, we did the Kirk Franklin song. What's the song you were singing to me earlier?
I've been looking for you.
My auntie Miracle, my cousin Miracle, not my aunt, she was my cousin. It's Miracle, my cousin, yeah. My cousin Miracle. You know, sometimes black
right.
people, you don't know who.
You don't
who.
Know. They be your uncle's best friend's cousin twice removed. You be like, uncle?
What? My cousin Miracle worked hard on that dance. We was at her house every day that before the family reunion, mm-hmm. practicing that damn dance. I'm going to never forget it. Because I did not want to be at Cousin Miracle House. No damn. I was ready to go the fuck on.
I mean, you said, I'm done, y'all.
I got through it. I had no choice. My mama made me stay.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to end it off with that. I don't want y'all to go to sleep dreaming about Kelly.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, those were some good days. That's when I was unapologetically me and didn't give a fuck if I had rhythm or if I didn't. Mm-hmm. All I know is I wanted to dance
mm-hmm.
with everybody else.
That's it.
Period.
And that was kind of like, for me too, like, because I had brothers who danced, I always didn't think I was a good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I just would like do like a cute like, yeah, I'm just playing y'all, you know. And that was kind of like me, but like now in my adult life, I'm like, I'm going to just dance. I'm going to just, you know.
Have fun.
I'm going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I always had fun when I danced before, so why don't I really have fun? If I'm lit, I'm in my own world.
Just be like.
One of my friends was like, not the choreo. I was like, I'm doing choreo. I'm in my own little music video, y'all. I'll be back.
It's the I'll be back. Let me fix my hair. No, agree.
Yeah.
Definitely being your own, especially when you live in your own little world. But
mm-hmm. It'd be hard.
It'd be hard know? Not to. I'd be at work doing that.
Yeah. Same. You know, and I always be singing, so usually, sometimes I might be dancing. Don't get me standing up, because then I might pop up like a quick at
then
work.
Then start tapping,
yeah,
start moving.
You just,
mm-hmm.
So, I do just love how we really do feel music, though.
Like, yeah.
We grew up feeling music, you know, and just in our bodies, rhythm, just everything in our souls.
Period.
And that's what sets us apart from, you know, everybody else.
And you don't need to say no more, because that sets us apart. Period.
Period. Let them know.
And with that, I want to do a little dance break for y'all. We're going to do it silently because y'all can't see us. But y'all try to guess this move. Y'all ready? Dance break, teacher. What you gonna do?
You go first.
Okay, so ready for the dance break? You can only hear the movement, guys.
Girl, how are they?
Use your ears now. This is where we work together. Okay, here we go. At five.
Yeah. If y'all can see where, not the T.S. Madison. I ain't even gonna hold y'all. Oh, I like that one. They could probably tell from that if they hear it.
And scene. You ready for your dance break?
Sure.
Come on, give them to them. One, two.
That's my dance break.
Okay, hey, period. Hey, hey, okay.
Hey, hey. You know, do the old school, you know?
Okay. Period. That's the, I wish y'all could see, but y'all couldn't. But hey, right. That was a cute little dance break for your hoes.
Period. All right, so wherever you're tuning in from, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at @thevoicemailpod_, where we'll be posting many clips in between our episodes. And with that, I just want to thank y'all for listening today.
Thank you.
We always appreciate y'all for supporting us and listening and just being there, because y'all help us want to keep going.
And y'all know how we do. Peace, love, love, and peace. Stay grounded and stay true. Like private yet intentional life is the move. Power in this universe, it starts with you. It's your girl Zai.
It's your boy TJ.
And we're signing out.
Mwah. I holla.
See ya, child.
All you gotta do is leave it. So ring me. All you gotta do is leave it. Leave a voicemail. All you gotta do is leave it. So ring me. All you gotta do is leave it.